surprised about it because I think it's logical. Tyson Best Use is as a cattle station, and it is a pastoral lease, so yeah, you're meant to have it stocked. Not like under the that Caring for Our Country scheme, which is a federal initiative, and they ordered that it was destocked, but that sort of flew in the face of it being a pastoral lease. It's too good a station to remain destocked.
For those trying to sell it, the fact that it's got no cattle on it, Frank, is that a good or a bad thing?
It's often it's a tricky one to answer, but it depends. If you're selling a station stocked or destocked, it really does depend on the market and even the weather. And I'd think down there, because it's a bit dry around Alice, if it's been destocked, it should have a bit of feed. And if everyone else is probably doing it a bit tight, then if the buyer is from Central Australia or even from, drought-stricken parts of Eastern Australia, then if it does have feed, and I don't know, but I would think that it could be, in this circumstance, probably a good thing.
What's the Central Australian cattle property market like at the moment?
Oh, there's been a few sales, but most of them have been adjoining owner sales, and they've been quite strong, actually. There's two sales. They're still going through, so a bit confidential, but Central Australia in general has held up better than the north, sort of going back when the northern part of the territory was a bit flat, and the Alice market was holding in a bit better.
Why is that?
I just think it was away from live export before live export sort of settled down and came good again. So it was its own market, which could sell in any direction, really. It was probably the main thing, I'd say. It was a lower risk profile. It's an established part of the pastoral estate in the Northern Territory, so you know what you're getting, and you more or less knew your markets, even though cattle prices in the eastern states are pretty low. Alice can still sell their bullocks north now and to Vietnam and can even access live export, but
yeah,
just got a more diverse market.
It was bought a few years ago by R.M. Williams Agricultural Holdings with a bit of help from a lot of help from the federal government for $13 million. Is it still worth that kind of money?
I won't speculate. I think values have held up fairly well, but it was a few years ago now. You know, most markets have come down a bit, but $15
million. $13
million. $13 million.
Yeah. In 2011.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think I won't speculate on it,
yep.
But I think values have held up fairly well down there, but and the fact that it does have some grass on it now, potentially, if it hasn't been stocked or burnt, could be a good thing. So who knows who'll come out of the market, and it's the only one of the stations down there that probably, you know, could even attract a corporate buyer because of its size and its location.
And just before I let you go, Frank, there's reports that Jumbuck Pastoral has bought Killarney Station in the Victoria River District for over $35 million. Have you got any goss?
Look, I just heard that information that came out, Friday afternoon as well. That was a media release. So, yeah, I've been waiting a fair while for this one to change hands. So
yeah.
I don't have anything at this stage apart from what that media release said, but very keen to find out a little bit more. So, Killarney and Barimba, it's got blue chip elements at station, so it'll be a significant bit of evidence for the pastoral scene up here.
Shaping up to be an interesting, probably busy year for you guys in the market game.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be, we've had more sales and more market activity in the last 6 months than we'd seen for a fair while, ever since, I guess the first waste restrictions really limited up the market, but now I think we'll see a few. There's a few we know of that are going to sell, and there's a couple actually under contract now that we'll be able to, you'll pick up on, and we'll be able to talk about hopefully in the next month or so.
Beauty. Well, hey, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today. Good talking to you.
No worries, mate.
That's Frank Peacock. He's from Heron Todd White.
You're listening to the Country Hour with Matt Brand on ABC Local Radio right across the territory.